This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. You missed Medal of Honor Monday or any of the other extremely witty, wise content, Chris, on the Jesse Kelly Show. You can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Car repossessions and home foreclosures are rising. America's savings are collapsing. This is really, really bad. Essentially, I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on it because what are we going to do? Point out the obvious. Americans stopped working. Many of them were forced to stop working because of a virus that virtually everyone was going to survive. The people who did that to us are, well, out there acting like they didn't.
When
now.
You shut down schools, if you do, and I have been very vocal about this, and I think the people who like to point fingers, I say, go and look at the tape, you know, the tail of the tape, when I kept on saying over and over again, we've got to get the children back to school as quickly as possible. We've got to get them.
Yeah, okay. Well, a lot of you lost your job, and then they handed out stimulus checks, and then people kept on trying to maintain their standard of living because that's a human thing to do. Human beings don't like to decrease their standard of living, whatever that is. And it's hard to go backwards. I've lived in an apartment. You've probably lived in an apartment. Who hasn't lived in an apartment? I now, and by the way, I loved living in an apartment. I thought it was a blast. That was great. My own little place. Oh, look, a little community pool. Hopefully no one pooped in it. I love living in an apartment. Now I live in a house. A wife, two kids. I need the room. I don't think I would enjoy living in an apartment again. You just like to maintain your standard of living. So people tried to, they tried to maintain something that couldn't be maintained with the value of the dollar going down, the economy going down. People were trying to spend their savings and just kind of hold on until things got better. But things aren't getting better. Things are getting worse. Things are going to get worse. And that is it's going to be sad. What's coming is going to be very sad. It will be, because it'll be difficult economic times for all, look, everyone pretty much. I guess rich people will be okay, but for most people, they will be affected. They will see a standard of living go down. This is all part of having evil people run your nation. Evil people running the Western world. Evil people who attack us, attack our freedoms. The most dangerous thing happening in the world right now is Western governments turning their guns on their own citizens. All right, let's go. Dear Dr. Jesse, what would you do about a stolen oil tanker? I'm pretty sure the USA is not going to do anything about it. He's talking about the oil tanker. Iran just decided to just take some oil tanker that was heading for us. Look, you probably don't want to know what I'd do because I'm a big fan of examples. I'm a big fan of examples. If it was me and you took one of our oil tankers, I would probably find five of yours. I'd take them. I'd kill everyone on board. And then I'd light the oil tanker on fire at night in the port of your biggest city. And so the whole city could go out and watch five oil tankers ablaze. And see, next time it's 10. That's what I would do. And that may sound draconian or over the top. That's how you have to do things to send a message. Sending a message is important. Remember when Obama got elected and we had our sailors put on their knees with their hands behind their head by Iran? Iran is not afraid of us. They're not afraid of us. They are our enemy. Their surrogates are attacking and killing our people in various parts of the world. They have no fear of us whatsoever. And look, hey, what are we going to do? Send the USNS Harvey Milk over there to lay down the law? Balding behemoth, this email says. One, that's not nice. He says, I think the best way to beat Biden in 2024 is to attack Kamala, not Joe. He clearly isn't going to be able to finish another term, so Kamala would be president. Independence hater, would never vote for her, so why not attack her? Longtime listener who starts every morning in my UPS truck with the Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun. Says his name is Ken. That's cool. We are all guilty of this. I definitely am too. But we are not understanding on the right what wins and doesn't win elections anymore. And I'm not saying issues don't win elections and candidates don't win elections. But when it comes to presidential politics, and honestly statewide politics, depending on the state, we think it's about the candidate or the message. Joe Biden's too old. People are going to reject Joe Biden. Dome is so embarrassing. No one would support a ticket with Dome on it.
South Korea and the United States, as the secretary has mentioned, also share strong cultural and people-to-people ties. K-pop bands, they top the billboards in the United States, including BTS, who I had the great pleasure of meeting and inviting.
Okay, yeah, it's all very embarrassing. We have very embarrassing people running. But do I need to remind you who the senator is of Pennsylvania? How'd that happen? This is the question we need to ask. This is what really matters, because we still think elections are about issues or candidates or polling or rallies. Gosh, if I have to hear one more word about the rally, it was a huge rally. And remember, I want you to go to rallies. They're a great place for camaraderie, but they mean nothing for elections. Nothing. It means zip, zilch, zero, nothing. Not important at all. How does Senator Cucumber get elected? Democrats have perfected get-out-the-vote efforts. They've perfected ballot harvesting efforts. Ballot harvesting. You know, when ballots get sent out, and instead of sitting back hoping someone fills them out, you organize and fund a campaign of people to call and text message and hound that person to fill their ballot back in and send it in. It's extremely effective. John Fetterman, Senator Cucumber, is a United States senator because by the time he got on stage and stumbled and bumbled and slurred and lost his train of thought through the most embarrassing debate in the history of American politics, more than half of the votes in the Senate had already been cast. When you combine that with the fact we had some loser like Dr. Oz as our candidate, that's how you end up with a senator who is brain damaged. We think elections are about things they're not about. So I'm not saying you don't attack Biden. I'm not insulting you. I'm not saying don't attack Biden or don't attack Dome or it should be Trump or it should be DeSantis. I'm not saying any of those things, but I'm saying the blocking and tackling of winning elections is something we are not doing, something we don't even appear to be interested in doing. And until that changes, we're not going to win elections. Until the GOP and GOP candidates fund and organize ballot harvesting efforts, GOTV efforts, massive fundraising machines, social media marketing campaigns, until this kind of blocking and tackling happens with the GOP, the election's already over. I don't give a crap about the latest poll, or we had a huge rally in Ohio today. I don't care at all. Doesn't matter. That's exactly what I think when I hear about the latest rally. Don't care. Oh, what about the, should we tweak this message here or that message there? Tweak whatever you want until you are going out with a plan and a purpose and the money to back it and grabbing the person who has a ballot and hounding them until they fill it out and turn it back in, you're not winning again. That's just the bottom line. And I don't hear any of this right now. I hear my buddy Scott Pressler. He's pressing hard on it. He's a street guy who's been out there registering voters, organizing things. He busted his butt in Wisconsin. Scott Pressler's been a leader on this issue in this nation. He has been reaching out to Ronna McDaniel, the head of the RNC. She won't even return his calls. Won't even return his calls. When's the last time you heard Trump say a word about organizing a ballot harvesting operation? When's the last time you heard Heavy D say something about organizing a ballot harvesting operation? Well, without those things, there is no election. We've already lost. It's over. So this is why I'm so hard on all these candidates. This is why I insult your favorite candidate, whoever it may be, all the time. I don't see somebody out there seeking actual wins. I'll say it again. I know it made everyone mad, so I might as well say it again. Made everyone mad the first time I said it. Daniel Kelly, that Supreme Court election we just lost in Wisconsin. Where was the Trump fundraiser for Daniel Kelly? Where was the DeSantis fundraiser for Daniel Kelly? And you can say, well, he didn't want Trump's endorsement, didn't want DeSantis. I don't care about that. Donald Trump wants to be president again. We needed to win that race. Ron DeSantis wants to be president. We needed to win that race. Where's the fundraiser? Where is it? Well, it's nowhere. And now voter ID is probably about to go bye-bye in Wisconsin. So that's another swing state we won't be winning. But hey, oh, I forgot. Rallies. We got a big rally tonight. That'll win us the election. I'm getting salty, Chris. I got to quit getting salty. You know what? We'll talk about some whistleblower stuff in a second. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Let's get to your shooting. Maybe I just stressed you out with that little insult thing I just did, but hey, it's true. So what you need to do is go blow off some steam. We all need practice. Shooting skills are perishable skills. If you are a brand new shooter, get a Mantis X. They'll deliver it to your home. You practice in the comfort of your home without firing a shot. If you're a super experienced shooter, get a Mantis X and practice dry fire practice in your home. Do you know 90% of your practice, they say, should be dry fire practice? Forget the range. Forget dumping all the money into ammo. Get a Mantis X. It's what the Green Berets use for a reason. Go to MantisX.com, all right? We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. If you missed Medal of Honor Monday or any of the other extremely witty, the way Joe Biden apparently digs on Ilhan Omar, this just happened like an hour ago. Biden's up there giving a speech. And again, this is what happens when your brain is melted to the point he just can't help himself. He sees a woman between the ages of 5 and 55, and he's just all over her.
We also have members of the House of Representatives here. Congressman Omar, where are you, Congressman Omar? There you go. God love you. I'm not supposed to get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight.
Good grief, Joe. You're not her brother. She's about 35 years too old for you, pal. Anyway, the IRS whistleblower is about to explode Biden's family scandals. I just want to remind you again, who's been telling you they're going to run this guy out? These scandals, because of the whistleblower stuff, they are real. And they are not something, because the GOP has the House and because the Senate is digging into this now, they're not something the Biden family is going to be able to completely dodge. This isn't like state-level politics. We do have some, although it's a small amount, we have some amount of power. The IRS, they really are going to expose some things. Well, the IRS is going to be exposed. The IRS and DOJ and FBI, they've been running protection rackets for the Biden crime family for a while, and it's going to come out. And that's why you're starting to see journalists start to kind of poo-poo on the Biden campaign.
But it's remarkable that he puts out a video, gives a speech that nobody really pays attention to later that day. And that's the entirety of his reelection for a city president. But that's what we're in here. It's going to be a Rose Garden campaign, to put it mildly. And the idea of sort of him engaging in the hurly-burly of the campaign is just never going to happen.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm telling you. Gavin Newsom, you watch. Oracle, you talk about trades, yet mostly you promote residential and commercial trades. We here in the industrial trades are starving. We need folks to go to tech schools, get basic training and knowledge, and join an apprenticeship, like you say. Travel ain't easy, but retirement at 55 is. Young men, listening to the sound of my voice, not wanting to go to a college campus where they'll tell you to cut your penis off. Industrial trades. Work good for a living. Retire on a beach house in Florida with the boat you sail out on with your dime every night. That's a good life, man. It's a real good life. Parents, maybe something we should start directing our children for. Jesse, get out of my head. My pastor said literally twice this morning in the message, and I almost blurted it out loud and kept thinking of you. Get out of my head. Look, the word is terrible. And now, oh, I forgot to tell you about this. Now I have, sometimes, I know you're going to find this surprising, but I put my foot in my mouth. And sometimes, shut up, Chris. And sometimes I can't help myself from reacting. The wife gets really mad about this. I'll react in really honest ways at times where I shouldn't. You know, I do a TV show every night too. The first TV, you can watch it on DirecTV. At 9 p.m. Eastern, I do a television show, 1 hour television show. Pretty standard. I have a monologue and then some guests on. It's a lot more guest heavy than this is. But guests now, I'm so aggravated by the word literally that I caught myself doing this today inadvertently. One of my guests that was interviewing said literally, he just kept using it over and over and over again, 4 or 5 times. I started doing this little eye twitch with my left eye, kind of like a mini cringe every time he said it. And finally, my TV producer said, "Dude, I can see you doing that with your eye." And I said, "Oh no, I'm trying not to. I'm doing the best I can. Okay, Jesse, why is the left going after Randy Weingarten now? The left and the media all wanted what she was doing during COVID. So what's the deal? Well, we've talked about it before on the show, but remember this. Communists eat their own, always. Communists will always, always, always eat their own. That is inevitable. As my buddy Phil says, the greatest thing about communism, the only good thing about it, is all the communism is killed. But Stalin was going through just purging everyone who was in the Communist Party, just murder them all in case they're my enemy. And communists, because they fail spectacularly, communists will always seek out a scapegoat. Always. This happens in the Soviet Union. You can look at examples of this. Mao was famous for this. It happens everywhere. They will put in policies that fail because communist policies are evil and destructive. And once a bunch of people are dead and everyone is miserable, eventually the public will start waking up and demanding accountability. The communist is never, ever, ever going to offer himself, but he will find fellow communists who are maybe the easy faces, easy targets, and he will offer them up as sacrifice. Remember, always remember, did you know there was an opposition party allowed to Stalin in the Soviet Union? He allowed an opposition party. Now, they ran the opposition party, but he allowed an opposition party. Why? Well, he wanted to give people the illusion of choice. There's no Iron Curtain here. There's no tyranny here. Then go vote for the opposition party. No big deal, right? If you're not happy with what we're doing here. You're seeing Randy Weingarten, communist John Denver. You're seeing her being offered up because she was one of the most vocal lockdown people. And because parents are still mad about the schools being closed. And she's really one of the main ones to blame for the schools being closed. And you're seeing Fauci out there saying these things now, because the truth is as it comes out more and more, we know the vaccine, whatever protection it may or may not provide, wears off quickly. It does come with severe risk of bad health effects with it. It never stopped the spread of coronavirus at all. And so people have been injecting these things in their bodies and locking down the economy, and the mask never did anything, and the vaccine never did anything, and people are angry still, and they want some kind of an accounting. That's why you're seeing, I think they're being offered up as sacrificial lambs. Good, screw them both. You, forget about advice from people like Fauci and start focusing on natural herbal supplements. That's what you and I have to do. Doctor's office should be avoided at all costs. Let's work out more. Let's drink more water. Let's make sure we are getting natural things in our body to make sure we're happy and healthy and energized. Fellas, all of you should be on a male vitality stack from Chalk. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Ladies, a female vitality stack for you. And when everything's 35% off the entire website, all the natural herbal supplements they have, 35% off with subscriptions. That's something you take advantage of. Go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse is what gets you that 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, Jeffrey Epstein and the CIA. Ah, how about that? Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I have to get to this little tidbit before we get back to some emails and stuff. So, Jeffrey Epstein had a laptop, and it's just, let's pause for a moment on this. A billionaire who hangs out with other billionaires and important people, politicians and whatnot, he is discovered to have trafficked young women internationally for these billionaires and politicians, people you know, people I know. He then gets arrested. He commits suicide while in lockdown. And it just so happened, honestly, could happen to anyone. It so happened that night when he committed suicide, the guards claim they fell asleep. And look, boo-boos happened. The cameras malfunctioned. Oh, whoops. Cameras malfunctioned. Guards fell asleep. The billionaire with dirt on other powerful people didn't end up waking up the next morning. How about that? Okay, so that's fine. So we'll set old Mr. Epstein aside. Bring in Ghislaine Maxwell. his right-hand woman, or if some people are to be believed, she was the leader of the two. But Ghislaine Maxwell comes in. Ghislaine Maxwell has a trial. Now, I don't know about you, but I hear about trials all the time. There's always a trial going on. And whether the trial is open or the trial is sealed, things leak out, don't they? From every trial. There's no such thing as a sealed trial. Someone's always running to the New York Times to blab, or a tabloid to blab about something. But Ghislaine Maxwell goes on trial, and she has firsthand accounts of all these wealthy, powerful people who were trafficking with Jeffrey Epstein, and not a single name leaks. Huh. How about that? We do know, remember, that Bill Gates' wife, former ex-wife, Melinda, she told, I believe it was Variety magazine, that his relationship with Epstein is part of the reason she left Bill Gates. So keep in mind, the guy who's been selling you vaccines for the last 2 years has a checkered past, if you will. Also, he's the guy who wants to depopulate the earth. But hey, you know, no big deal. Take whatever he wants you to take. Let's forget about that. I'm sure it's all fine. I'm sure it's innocent. Now, back to the calendar thing. The CIA, the head of the CIA, he's on his calendar. Someone leaked his calendar, and the head of the CIA met with this guy. And he met with this guy on three separate occasions. So the CIA is claiming, they put out a statement today saying the director did not know anything about him other than he was introduced as an expert in the financial services sector and offered general advice on transition to the public sector. They had no relationship. Three meetings? Met with him three times? But no relationship? I'm pretty sure you have a relationship with someone you've met with three times. That's one. And are we really going to have the head of the largest, most powerful spy network in the world claiming that he just didn't know the guy? You could have Googled the guy by now and figured, by the time they met, and figured out who he was, but he's going to claim ignorance? Do I have that right? In case you're wondering, the other names on the list, Ariane de Rothschild, shocker, chief executive of the Swiss private bank Edmond de Rothschild Group, Joshua Cooper Ramo, who at the time served on the boards of Starbucks and FedEx, former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak, way to go, Chris, Harvard University professor Martin Nowak, and anthropologist Helen Fisher. Some interesting names on that list. Oh, and Noam Chomsky, who's been a piece of trash for a long time. So just wanted to make sure those names were out there. Wanted to make sure everyone realizes the who's who and what's what. This is this idiot, Asa Hutchinson, who's running for president.
What's your take on leaders in your party, Ron DeSantis, who are actively using the government to change social policy and wage culture wars?
Well, let's be more specific about Disney. I don't like what Disney said about the legislation that I would have supported in Florida. But it's not the role of government to punish a business when you disagree with what they're saying or a position that they take. If that was the view of a Republican, then we're going to be in all kinds of trouble in our businesses in blue states if they start punishing businesses for taking a more conservative speech or position.
If, Chris, are my headphones working? Did he just say, if they start attacking conservative businesses? When's the last time you talked to one of the energy companies there, idiot? How's the left been treating energy companies in this country? Go talk to a gun manufacturer. Find out if the left has been treating them well. Talk to someone at Chick-fil-A. Remember, Chick-fil-A didn't even really do anything outlandish. They're a company founded by Southern Baptists, and they just, all they said was, hey, we believe in biblical marriage. That's all they said. Chick-fil-A's been run out of cities, run out of airports. The left has been using their positions of power to wage war on anyone to the right of anyone. And the second one person steps up and fights back against the largest child grooming operation in this nation, you have every other Republican, all of them trying to be president, trashing him for it. Garbage people, man. Not that I'm worried about this idiot having any chance, but garbage people. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, it's becoming painfully obvious The subject of this one is the Oracle predicts woke military deaths. It's becoming painfully obvious our once honored military training is falling apart. Helicopters smashing into each other, submarines hitting underwater mountains, ships burning to water in the port. I can't help but wonder every time something happens, is it because of another diversity hire? How do we fix this? Well, this is what we call the death of everything on the show. What is the death of everything? Originally, we were a meritocracy. A meritocracy. Get out there and perform, baby. It's all we cared about. Go win. To the victor goes the spoils. Go win. And that's what we were based on. And that's a big reason why this country exploded like a supernova economically. The world's never seen anything like that, a country explode like that. Go perform. Go from rags to riches. Back to rags and back to riches again if you can. But you're free here. Because we focused on diversity and inclusion now, we have shifted our entire society so that merit doesn't matter at all anymore. All that matters is diversity and equity and inclusion and all these stupid commie words they use. And so as a result, everything is dying. Everything. And everything will die. It's when you think about what it means, think about everything around you. Your car will eventually be made worse. Your military, of course, will be worse as it focuses on skin color. And what, we can't promote whitey. Let's look, the all-female flight team. And the military will get worse. Private sector things, medical care, legal care, the basic quality of things in your life. I'm looking at a hat. I'm looking at my red anti-communist hat right now. Eventually, the quality of even that goes down as that factory, wherever that hat happens to be made, as that factory doesn't focus on hard workers and showing up on time and things like that. It's now we don't have enough gays and women. Eventually, you have people filling roles they're not qualified for. And that has become American policy now. And even the GOP can't fight back against it. The GOP can't wait to run out there every other day and tell you how diverse they are. And look at how many women and look at the men. It's awful. Of course, it's going to affect the military. Now, I will say to clarify, accidents, training accidents, deadly training accidents, that's just military training. It's not just an American thing. The history of military training is guys dying in training accidents. Are they happening more now? Of course they are, as things rot out underneath us. But hey, we promoted some women. That's exciting, isn't it? Diversity is our strength. Haven't you noticed what a strength it is? Are you feeling stronger today now that we've been focusing on diversity, especially the last 20, 30 years? Feel like we're stronger? Feel like we're better off? How's that working out for you? We return to being a meritocracy or none of it matters at all. But since I don't think that's about to happen, it probably is a good idea for you to get an emergency 3-month food kit. Because when old WW3 kicks off, don't make the mistake of thinking that just like World War II was, it's only going to be fought on foreign soil. Now, I'm not trying to scare you. I don't think the Chinese are going to invade or so. I'm not saying that. How many Chinese agents are in this country ready to do bad things? How many Russian agents are in this country ready to do bad things? I'll give you a clue. It's a lot. Thousands of Chinese military age males are pouring over the southern border as we speak. Why do you think that is all of a sudden? Get an emergency 3-month food kit. Right now, they're giving out a crucial survival gear package worth over $200 for free. MyPatriotSupply.com. Go get ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Email those into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to some emails and then headlines I didn't get to, who is that world famous author, Chris? You don't even know what I'm going to say it. Who's the world famous author who's been warning about the U.S. military running out of ammo and how nobody knows we're running out of ammo, but we're running out of ammo. We couldn't even fight a war right now. Who's that guy, Chris? Was that me?
Oh, it was me. Don't shake your head. It was me. Here's a couple headlines for you. You know what's really, you know what are really important things in war? Really, really, really important things of war. Bullets and mortar shells and artillery shells. Artillery shells are critical. And things like Tomahawk missiles, those are really, really important. Unless you want to go fight with swords again, those are pretty important. Wall Street Journal headline. U.S. military relies on one Louisiana factory. It blew up. 2 years ago, a Louisiana factory the Department of Defense relies upon to produce those bullets and artillery shells, it exploded. It has not been rebuilt. It is not back online. Now, that would be a problem no matter what. But then when you go to headline number two, it becomes a critical problem. Headline number two being U.S. struggles to replenish munitions stockpiles as Ukraine war drags on. You know that well over a million artillery shells have been fired in Ukraine to date. A million. We are taking munitions we cannot replace, and we're shipping them over there while China circles Taiwan and Russia threatens us with nuclear weapons. And this is one of those things that you'll understand, but you can never get Normie Norm to accept this, because Normie Norm thinks about things like World War II and how America became this economic juggernaut, and we were just churning out planes and bullets and bombs and tanks every other second, and it was amazing, and we just overwhelmed the world. And Normie Norm still thinks that's the America he has, but he doesn't realize our American elites have declared war on the American manufacturing sector for years, Republicans and Democrats. George Bush was huge for this, and we've exported so much of our ability to make things. And now we are going to find ourselves in a situation eventually where we are at war with someone who we need to buy bullets from. Picture how that goes. Picture a little dust up with China. Hey, China, I know we're shooting each other and that's really bad right now, but would you mind sending us some artillery shells? We're a little short. Oh, you don't feel like doing that? Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll figure out something else then. And this is what happens when your nation is led by people who hate it or don't care for it at all. They're all busy sticking their hands in the treasury, looting the treasury on the way out the door. None of them actually care about what you care about, what I care about. And so we have to watch the death of everything all around us. Now, I need to do something before I get to emails and headlines I didn't get to. This Indiana councilman, Ryan Webb, he's getting debut number two tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show.
A councilman is coming out as transgender and a woman of color. Delaware County Councilman Ryan Webb announced that he now identifies as an Indian American woman. Since that announcement, he's received some support, but a lot of backlash, many calling him childish, despicable, even calling for things like execution. In a statement Webb gave to ITM8, he says, quote, "It is unfortunate that I cannot simply be given the same space and respect to explore my identity that so many of those targeting me demand for themselves. It's possible I may change my mind down the road. The process of identity exploration is complex, and oftentimes at the end of our personal journey, we end right back where we started." Webb goes on to tell ITMate this is just his true authentic self.
"I may end up back. I may change my mind. This is part of my journey." That is such wonderful mockery of these despicable people. I just love it so much. All right. Now, I didn't mean to bring up so much WW3 talk, but let's be honest. Look, the banks are being nationalized. We're running out of ammunition. China is floating as we speak, as you're listening to the sound of my voice. If it's still Monday night when you're listening to this, there's a Chinese balloon over Hawaii. What do you think's happening out there? Have you got gold and silver in your physical possession yet? Gold and silver coins that you can hold in your hands. Oxford Gold will mail them to your home. You know that, right? They'll also get them in your 401k and IRA. So if the worst happens, and I hope it doesn't, you don't lose all your retirement like that overnight. Call Oxford Gold. They make it easy. They're my friends. They're totally laid back. Call them. 833-995-GOLD. Ask them about free bonus opportunities you might be eligible for, by the way. 833-995-GOLD, all right? All right, one more email, then we'll get to headlines. Jesse, when you go off on World War II history talk, go into some interesting deception operations. I find it fascinating. The fake tanks and trucks in England, the use of a deceased body to wash up in a strategic place with information on it. Teach us. I love it. You guys love history, don't you? I love it too. Maybe we will. Maybe I'll do one tomorrow. Maybe I'll do one the next day. Maybe never. Up yours. I'm kidding. I'll do one. Hang on.
And now,
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
El Salvador murders plummet by over half in 2022 amid gang crackdown. Oh, so putting violent people behind bars stops that violence in a society? No way! Trans-ableism. The latest trans trend sees people identifying as disabled. Chris, hear me out. No, hear me. What, Chris? You don't even know what I'm going to say. Don't you think we can try this? I think we're going to. Chris, homework assignment. You too tonight, Michael. Come in tomorrow with a disability that I'm going to identify as what? I can identify as whatever I want. Kiss singer Paul Stanley, normalizing gender transition for kids is a dangerous fad. I would say so. Neil Young and Snoop Dogg join Willie Nelson on stage for a 90th birthday concert. Those sound like the kind of people you'd hang out with, Chris. Sudan crisis. Airstrikes hit Khartoum. I don't know. That's definitely not how you say it. Despite a truce. Yeah, I was told by an intel guy I trust this morning that little hot war is going to be an ugly bit of business. There's going to be some video coming out of Sudan that is not going to be good. Ron DeTedious. What? DeSantis underwhelms Britain's business chiefs. Who cares? Convicted pedophile changes pronouns to she/her during sentencing for abuse of a 7-year-old child. Time to start throwing these people in cages forever. Growing search for Texas gunman who killed 5 enters the third day. That's the illegal immigrant out there mowing people down in Texas. Let's hope they find him. Say a prayer for law enforcement and everyone's safety here in Texas tonight. You keep your chin up. We'll do it again tomorrow. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.